Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the Parish Priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this fifth Sunday of Pentecost, proper 8th year A. Our readings today, Jeremiah chapter 28, verses 5 to 9. Psalm 89, part 1, that is verses 1 to 18. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 6, verses 12 to 23. And the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 40 to 42. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise him. The Lord is here and we will worship him. The Lord is here and we will trust him. The Lord is here and we will honor him. The Lord is here and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Come and worship the living God, the Savior of the world. Come and worship the one who died and was raised again. Come and worship the Spirit who renews and empowers us to be God's people and to offer him our thanks, our praise, and our worship. Amen. Lord, we know that you are with us everywhere, every day. But you have promised that when your people gather for worship, you will be in the midst of them. We claim your presence and we seek your power. We come as the poor and needy into the presence of their King. We come as the weak and uncertain have always come, longing for your protection and mercy. Lord, may we experience the joy of your service, the liberation of your forgiveness, and the extravagance of your love. We pray that your Spirit might fill us up and send us out, so that all the world might know that there is no God like you, no other God besides you, and come to worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. We have the hymn, How Great Thou Art. We pray the collect for proper 8, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have built your church upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Grant us to be joined together in unity of spirit by their teaching, that we may be made a holy temple acceptable to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled Glimpses of God. Glimpses of God. The book of Psalms is found in the section of the Bible referred to as the poetical and wisdom books. This section includes the books of Job, the Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Solomon. The book of Psalms can be considered an anthology of anthologies, comprising of several collections of hymns that were composed at various times and places in ancient Israel. The book of Psalms is referred to by some scholars as the prayer book of the children of Israel, as they reflect their experiences and relationship with their God, expressed in poetry and sung accompanied by string instruments. Because they reflect the relationship of a people with their God, there are psalms for every occasion, psalms of praise, thanksgiving, and lament. They are royal psalms reflecting God's special relationship with and promise to David, who was described as a man after God's own heart. They are psalms which convey the wisdom of the people of God arising out of their experiences with God. For many, the book of Psalms represents a school of prayer, models of prayer for us to follow and inspire us to voice our deep feelings and aspirations. The Psalms have been classified into three main groups: hymns, laments or petitions, and there are two types of these: individual laments or community laments, and thanksgiving. Our psalm today, Psalm 89, part 1, that is verses 1 to 18, is part of a community petition, a plea that God will remain faithful to the covenant with David and give victory to the Davidic king. However, in doing so, the psalmist gives us glimpses into the character of God. God who called the descendants of Abraham to be God's people, a holy nation, a kingdom of priests, a people set apart for God. The psalmist begins by identifying two outstanding characteristics of God. The psalmist writes, "Your love, O Lord, forever will I sing, from age to age, my mouth will proclaim your faithfulness. For I am persuaded that your love is established forever. You have set your faithfulness firmly in the heavens. Psalm 89, verses 1 and 2. The psalmist affirms that God is love. God called Abraham to be the father of a great nation out of love. In an attempt to restore the brokenness of creation, as a father cares for his children, so the Lord looked after the children of Israel, with whom God had a covenant relationship. I will be your God, and you will be my people. Out of love for Israel, God was always faithful to the covenant. Whenever the children of Israel were unfaithful to God, God, out of love, will send a prophet to point out the error of their ways and call them back into a right relationship with God. They were warned that continued disobedience would result in punishment. If they changed their ways and returned to God, there was reconciliation and rejoicing. If they continued in their disobedience, as they so often did, they would receive the punishment. However, in punishment, the prophet would bring messages of hope and restoration from a loving, faithful God. The psalmist gives an example of God's love and demonstrates his certainty of God's faithfulness. The psalmist states, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn an oath to David, my servant. I will establish your line forever and preserve your throne for all generations. We are reminded that God's love and faithfulness was eventually expressed in the coming of Jesus, the King of Kings, the Son of the Living God, the Savior of the world. We note that Jesus said, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. John 3:16. The Davidic covenant is fulfilled in Jesus, who was born of David's line, an example of God's love and faithfulness. The psalmist now directs us to God as the Creator. He writes, Yours are the heavens, the earth also is yours. You laid the foundation of the world and all that is in it. You have made the north and the south. Psalm 89, verses 11 and 12a. The psalmist affirms that God is the creator of the universe. We live in God's world, a world that was pronounced as very good at the primary period of creation. At creation, in which brokenness and sin entered as a result of humankind's disobedience. Even as we continue to sustain brokenness in God's world, Jesus the Christ calls us to treasure God's creation and endeavor to conserve and preserve God's world. The psalmist then points us to God's power. You have a mighty arm. Strong is your hand, and high is your right hand. Verse 13. The skill and strength of individuals are often expressed in the arm and hands, especially the right hand. The psalmist will be aware of God's mighty acts of power, not only in creation, bringing the world into being, but also in God's deliverance of God's people from slavery in Egypt. We see God's mighty arm also in raising Jesus from the dead. God is almighty. There can be no doubt. The psalmist continues by affirming God's righteousness and justice. He acclaims, "Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and truth go before your face." Verse 14. God requires right living from God's people. We are called to obey God's law and seek to know and do God's will always. God will always do what is right for God's people. God's justice is true and administered with mercy. God never punishes as we deserve. Jesus, God's Son, proclaims, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. The way that leads to the Father, the truth that will set us free from sin and death, and the life in all its abundance, and the promised gift of eternal life." The psalmist gives us glimpses of the nature of God. We are reminded that God is love. God is faithful. God is creator. God is all-powerful. God is righteousness and justice. We are invited to walk in the light of God's presence, rejoice daily in God's name, and be jubilant in God's righteousness. Why? The psalmist concludes, "Truly, the Lord is our ruler. The Holy One of Israel is our King." Psalm 98, verse 18. Having been exposed to glimpses of God in the psalm, in our epistle today, from Romans chapter 6, Paul invites us to become slaves of righteousness. Be enslaved to God. And he concludes, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Amen. Let us pray. I give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will glorify your name forever. Generous God, your love bids us welcome. Give to your church an open heart. Unite your gathered people into a true fellowship of your Son. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will glorify your name forever. Generous God, your Son gave a model of simple charity. Transform our governance with such willing compassion. May the hungry find food shared and the thirsty be revived. I give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will glorify your name forever. Generous God, break down the barriers that divide communities and increase hostilities. Extend the hands of friendship to soften hardened hearts. Remove all that diminishes people's worth. I give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will glorify your name forever. Generous God, pour out your love and compassion on all who cry, "How long, O Lord?" Shine your light into the darkness. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will glorify your name forever. Generous God, receive with mercy and forgiveness all who have died. Comfort those who grieve and bring us to share in the reward of the righteous. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with my whole heart. I will glorify your name forever. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. And we have the hymn, Awesome God. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This day, this month, and always. Amen. And we pray that you will have a spiritually rewarding and fulfilling week. And we hope that you will continue to strive daily to be slaves of righteousness. We end with Amazing Grace.